Okay, in the last video, I gave you an exercise to pick three broad tags that are related to your topic, and then go through and find find three top writers in each broad tag to study, and then I want you to read five of their articles each, and then take notes on what you like and what you don't like. So I'm gonna give you an example and show you how to go through and actually find these people on your Medium feed, right? So, let's say that you want to write in the self-improvement space. You'll find this topic of self-improvement. You'll find that tag right here. And then usually when you go through in Medium and when you sign up, you'll have a list of recommended topics. So your recommended topics that you sign up for should be in line with what you plan to write about. So let's go through and click through to self-improvement and look at what we see. All right, so how do you find the top writers in the self-improvement category, some people that you might potentially want to study? That is where this top writers section comes in, right? So when it comes to top writers, it basically chooses the top writers who continuously use the same tag and who get a lot of views for that tag, right? So if you have tags that you use over and over again and you get a lot of views, you can get top writer status. So if you look, Sean Kernan would be the number one writer in the self-improvement category. And if you go to the See More tab, you could find all sorts of other writers, including yours truly sitting right there, I believe in the top 10. So that's pretty cool, right? So let's say you want to study one of these people. First, you can go through and click through Jari's feed. And then you can take notes on what you like from some of the articles, right? And so I went through and I told you to go through and look at pinned articles because usually people pin their articles when they have gotten a lot of traffic, right? So when you go through and read this article, what I want you to do is take notes on some of the things you see doing well or the things you see they doing well, them doing well, excuse me. And if you actually go through and do this for five different articles for three different writers in three broad categories, you are going to get a very good in-depth understanding for what works on Medium. And this is going to way help you dictate what you write about. Again, the people who actually go through and do this exercise in its full extent, in its fullest, without skipping steps, are the ones who are going to be successful. So I'm going to show you, and this goes to show how much I've reverse engineered and studied Medium over the years. I'm going to show you how to do this, and I'm going to do this in a very intuitive process, right? So I can do this without even taking notes. I can look at an article and kind of store these things in my mind, right? So if I look at Jari, he would be in someone, or he would be someone I would include in that productivity category, right? So you see this content that he's talking about is really about being focused. It's about doing the most possible with your time, right? So what are some things you can notice that he does well? First thing you can notice off the bat, the headline is immaculate. This is what you should be aiming for in terms of headline strength, which is a lesson we'll talk about in the future. But you see a couple things that are cool about this. He uses a name. People love things with names. So if you have a method that you've studied or one that you even came up with, giving it a name is great, right? Telling people how much time they might have to spend using a strategy or the amount of time they can use a strategy is really good. He also talks about working in a flow state. So those who are super familiar with the productivity space know that working in a flow state is when you get into the zone mentally. And then the sub headline here, which is another thing that helps get people interested in an article, it tells you what it's going to do, right? So it says you're going to get in the zone of optimal mental performance. Notice how he didn't just say you're going to be more focused, right? He said you're going to get optimal mental performance. And it's not something that increases your productivity, it boosts your productivity. And he even uses a metric here. It's going to boost your productivity by 500%. He goes through some things you'll notice that are interesting. He talks about the psychological concept of flow to get the article started. If you look here, this is a very good use of a subheading, right? So instead of saying a flow state makes your life better, a flow state helps you focus, though he calls it a modern day superpower. There is a graph that shows how your focused flow state goes through and how it's correlated with your productivity. He studies data. He uses data to back his assertions, and right there, he backs his assertion that he made in the headline. More data, more statistics. Evan, another thing you can notice is stylistically, one thing that I talk about in the publishing and formatting section, you want to make sure that you're styling your articles in a way that makes them readable, right? So notice how he bolds these words. Notice how he uses this divider line. Notice how the content is broken up and there's not super long walls of text. Again, more research, talking about what your brain's going to be like in a flow state. He's quoting someone who is popular in the productivity field, so that's going to give him social proof and credit. Look at this subheading right here. This is a very startling observation that most people spend just 5% of their week in flow. And coming from a productivity background myself, I believe that. More studies, more data, more graphs, right? So if I were someone, he talks about the 3C method itself, talks about how to create a distraction-free environment, lots of visuals. See how this copy is really broken up. This is something that he took a lot of time to do. Control the monkey mind, right? Monkey mind is a phrase coined in the productivity space, in the self-help space, that basically talks about your mental chatter. Quoting a Harvard study, using bullet points, cognitive optimization. Notice how everything has a nice name. You see, if you're in a productivity space, you want to use a lot of words that evoke credibility. So use words like optimal, optimization, cognitive, peak energy, he mentions in there. So that was very quick. Notice how many things that I just mentioned in that short of a time, things that this article does well. Now, if you go through and you want to think about how you can improve some of those things, maybe this story could use some personal anecdotes to help describe this a little better. I'd like to know a little bit about what Jari is doing to get into this flow state a little bit more. Maybe he could talk more about some more of the tangible benefits that you can get from being in this flow state, right? So you could write more articles in a flow state. You could get better quality work done in a flow state. You can build a solid career and outcompete your competition in a flow state. So look at all that I just analyzed about this article in the span of, less than 10 minutes, right? So go through, thoroughly use this strategy, and do this for a total of 15 articles by three different authors who you find and want to emulate their success.